Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 35th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Thak Supasetawat, originally from northeast Thailand near the border of Laos, and has been a resident of Cape Elizabeth, Maine since 1999. Not only is Thak a New Mainer, but she is truly a global citizen as well, having lived in the UK, Singapore, Hong Kong, Cyprus, and the Bahamas before marrying a New Yorker and together making their home in Maine. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Thak.
Thank you, Kate. Good afternoon.
So good glad to have here. You here. Oh, thanks. Thanks. I'm curious what you can tell us about your hometown that would help us to picture it and know what it was like growing up there.
Thank you. It was very nice. I was born in the province called Ubon Ratchathani, which is in the northeast of Thailand. It's very flat and dry in the winter, which is sometime in starting from December to March. It could be quite cold for Thai standard, but it's probably about 32 degrees.
That could be raw.
That's right, mm-hmm. Especially when we don't have heaters.
Oh, especially, yes.
That's right.
Yes, and is your area a place that grew a lot of rice?
We have a lot of rice fields. It's very famous for growing the world well-known rice, jasmine rice.
The beloved jasmine
rice. Correct.
Yes, and Thailand's the number one exporter of rice.
Correct.
And from a country a little bit smaller than Spain, I think.
Yes, it's probably the size of state of Maine or UK, mm-hmm. England. We have about 70 million population.
That means there's a lot of rice being grown. They're exporting jasmine rice.
That's mm-hmm. right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. As a child in your large Buddhist family, did you ever imagine that you might one day live abroad?
I never. I always thought that was the best place on earth.
In Thailand?
In Thailand. Mm-hmm. We had everything, and I was happy there, but it just life turned this way, which is a pleasant surprise.
Well, you really adventured your way around the globe.
That's right.
When did you know you would be leaving Thailand?
That was in 1989 when I married a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. How did you two meet?
We met at work.
And
that's it, in the same company.
And he was working here in Thailand?
That's right.
Uh-huh. So, wow. Do you have things that you miss from Thailand?
I do a lot, especially food, as well as people and being able to speak Thai and everyone understand you or you understand them. But mostly food and fresh coconut, I would say. It's very hard to find fresh coconut. And in Thai cooking, we use coconut milk a lot for both savory curries and dessert. And also sometimes when it's very hot, coconut juice, it's really...
Like the coconut water?
Coconut water, exactly. That's right.
That's getting kind of popular.
It's popular, but, you know, it's not fresh.
It's not
that's
fresh.
That's right, sorry.
Different.
So, exactly, that's right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Food plays a large role in culture.
It is. For us, and I think part of the reason why I chose Portland, all places in Maine, because there are a couple of Asian supermarkets in this area.
Yes, and fresh.
Fresh.
Feet.
Some, yes,
fish.
Some herbs.
Fresh
that's,
feet.
That's right. That's right.
No.
So you can have fresh chicken feet. We eat that too in Thailand.
Oh, yeah. Chicken okay. feet.
Yeah, exactly.
A delicacy.
That's right.
Do you
yes.
miss those?
Sometime.
Oh. So what's it like for you living in a place that's so different from your original home and working and living and raising a daughter in a foreign culture?
Well, as I mentioned, that nowhere is perfect. You just have to make the most of where you are and enjoy it and rise to the occasion and enjoy the differences. Try to look at the bright side. I love Maine because of the quality of life and being able to spend more time with your family and fresh air and being able to do activity outdoor without worrying about getting hit by cars or pollution. And people here are different for sure. Sometimes there's some confusion about culture and languages, but that's part of being or living in foreign countries.
Do you run into any common assumptions or misconceptions about Thailand or Thai people with the people in Maine?
Not so much. Actually, there are not many people know Thailand. They think that I could be from China or Thailand, the same as Taiwan.
Starts with Thai.
Exactly. But more and more now, there are more people in Maine that travel to Asia and know Thailand, which is good.
Yes, there's a lot of tourism there, isn't there?
That's right. And we have beautiful beaches and good food and inexpensive compared with Caribbean.
Yes, it's such an interestingly shaped country. You go through a number of different ecosystems because there are green, beautiful mountains.
That's right.
Beautiful ocean.
In the south mm-hmm. of Thailand, beautiful beaches, warm water. Also, Thailand is well known for medical tourism. We have a lot of hospitals that provide good services, which much less than what would have cost you in the U.S. The healthcare system. I heard or I read in somewhere that you could have your heart bypass surgery for less than a fraction of what would have cost you in the U.S. or other country.
I never thought about going to another country for surgery.
Of course, you take your own risk.
That far, yeah. Maybe from Burma or Laos, yes. I could see going to Thailand, but I wouldn't have thought to go get a hip replacement in Thailand.
Some people do. Oh, wow. if you can't afford here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a creative solution.
That's right.
So two for one, you get the surgery out of the way and a vacation.
And then you get to stay in the 5-star hotel, which is the hospital that provide you.
And then eat amazing food.
That's right.
You said you had worked in a restaurant alongside your aunt when you were a girl. And I wonder how that impacted you. What was that experience like for you?
It's very, it helped you to be sense of entrepreneurship and the people skill and learning how to manage people at 15 and learning to do a lot of things efficiently. And learning to prioritize what important, what problem you have to solve right there. But the most important thing is to make your customer happy.
That's interesting. I thought you were going to maybe say something about food, and so much of that answer was about people.
People, that's managing people.
Managing people.
It's very hard, and trying to meet your customer expectation. Food, maybe I born up cooking, so it's easy for me about food to cook, to make good food. If you have coconut milk, garlic and chili, it's all work out.
That's the magic.
Yeah.
So you used those skills as you went off into the world. How old were you when you left Thailand and started living all around the world?
When I was 26, I worked in Hong Kong, and I was working as a stockbroker in Asian capital market.
And did you bring some of those people skills that you had learned in
of
the
course,
restaurant?
Of course, definitely. You have to learn how to get along with your colleagues, learning how to adapt to the new environment, learning to take care of your clients. That's very important for my professions.
I think you must be a real expert at that, for how much adapting you've probably needed to do living all around the world.
That's right. You have to do that because you don't have much choice. It's a survival skill, surviving skills.
I'm kind of curious, having lived in so many different countries, if there were any surprises for you when you came to the United States. Was it what you expected? Was there any culture shock?
Yes, there are many. What I could think of when I first started at a local company here in Portland, I was started as a tax accountant in a local CPA firm. After I went to USM to get a degree in accounting. What interesting, actually, in the morning, I would hear the sound in the office, the sound of popping soda can. It is really interesting to me that people here actually drink soda in the morning or first thing. That was different compared with when I work in Thailand or in UK in the morning. In the UK, people would eat sandwiches, you know, English sausage and egg and brown sauce. And in the US is soda, drinking soda.
That is a little surprising.
And coffee. That's right.
Yeah.
I just link people with food.
Yes. Food seems to be the thread that always touches every other thing.
That's right. And yeah. And in Hong Kong, it was spicy noodles in the morning.
Breakfast
around the world. That's right.
That could be the title of your first book.
Thanks.
You are listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. Today I'm visiting with La Ong Dao Thak Supasetawat, who grew up in Thailand. Thak is a registered investment advisor and president of Thak Advisory, LLC. She does financial planning, estate planning, and investment management for clients in the Portland area. Thak also serves on two boards, the World Affairs Council of Maine and the USM Alumni Board. Thak, you had been a stockbroker in Singapore, and I'm curious how you got started in your field once you arrived in the United States. That's sometimes a difficult transition.
It is a difficult transition, especially 14 years ago. I was actually trying to find the job that I used to do being a stockbroker, but it was hard. And no one hardly heard about Asian emerging market. So I decided to go back to my old route, which is accounting. My family back in Thailand are accountants. So I went to USM and get a degree in accounting and finance and became a CPA.
You must have had English skills before arriving in the United States.
Of course, yes, because I lived
in many English-speaking
countries for over 10 years before I moved here.
I would imagine that helps speed the process up. I know other immigrants who are just learning language have a longer road before they can get to the university.
I was lucky in the sense that I have less things to learn when I moved to the U.S. Hmm.
What made you want to become an estate planner and financial advisor along your career path?
I think it's just I am always interested in finance and accounting, and I always feel that that's the second nature to me about managing your finance and make sense about trying to be in control of your financial situation and gain financial freedom.
You had mentioned when we visited earlier, and I wrote it down because I liked it so much. You said peace is important, and it starts with the family.
That's right. Yes, I think being or having a plan would help indirectly that you create peace and harmony within the family, especially when you know that when something happened to you, your asset or your wishes will be passed on to your next generation without a fight.
I really like how your values are really attached to your work. I sometimes think with financial planning, accounting, numbers, we're going all one side of the brain. Mm-hmm. And this kind of uses the other side of the brain too and connects them. You know, it's responsible, it's peaceful, and being prepared is puts you in a good place for more joy and ease in your family.
Thank you. It's more than just a portfolio management. So yeah. We have to look beyond that, right?
I love thinking in those holistic terms. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a few key points that maybe everyone should know about estate planning?
Yes. I think everyone should have a plan of what's going to happen to you or to your loved one when you die or when you become incapacitated. There are many benefits about that, not only creating harmony within your family, and it also help your loved one to be able to spend more time, overcome the grief instead of trying to organize
settle your
estate.
Mm-hmm. When we're talking about estate planning, for people who don't know exactly what that is, you don't have to own an estate to have estate planning.
Exactly.
Right? Can you explain what estate planning is exactly?
That's a very good question. It's really about managing your plan or telling other what you want to do when you die with your assets or it doesn't have to be a monetary valuable asset. It could be something that you love, your sentiment, something that
sentiment. Heirloom.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And could be the value that you want to pass on.
So is a will part of an estate plan?
It is. Estate planning cover broad ranges, but the most common way is to have a will so that you can take care of your asset and your loved one, as I said.
Yeah. If people this is usually the story, I think. Okay. We've been meaning to have an estate plan made. Mm-hmm. If they were looking for help with that, how would they reach you?
They can go to my website, www.takadvisory.com. Or they can call me anytime at 207-799-2010.
And I will link to that on our resource pages on the New Mainers Speak website.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
But I think you offer something that's a little bit unusual. Do you see what you're offering as unusual or more of a run-of-the-mill estate planning business?
Something unusual?
Yes, with this extra insight about the peace that it brings to a family to be prepared.
Let's try again.
Yes, so what we were saying earlier about how your worldview is very holistic, mm-hmm. and you see the difference it makes in a family when you're prepared, you have a will, mm-hmm. you've said how you want your end of your life to go.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the family doesn't have to be in turmoil trying to figure mm-hmm. that out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Assets can be distributed mm-hmm. fairly, mm-hmm. and there's less fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's safer even for elders when they have a plan. Mm-hmm. When people come to you, are they going to get the same kind of service they would get from someone else? Or is your view a little different than the norm?
A little different, I would say, as I would look at them more than just their investment. It's more holistic approach, is looking at everything from what their values are, what their constraint in terms of what they don't want to do, and help them take care of their family too, if they're concerned about some member of the families might not be so or might have difficulty with managing their own finance if they inherit some wealth. And if clients want to make sure that that person taken care of, I can help them take care of the next generation.
Money usually brings up some pretty intimate topics. And when I go to somebody for help with money, I want to know that I can really trust them and that I can have some of those difficult conversations. And I would feel very comfortable doing that with you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you.
You're a good listener and seem to really want to understand the full picture.
That's right.
And help people with that.
It's help to understand your client's overall picture before you can help them solve problems.
I think it's really important for new Mainers to realize that there is legal process around naming beneficiaries, writing bills, healthcare directives. And regardless of income, planning ahead not only allows each of us to have a say in how we want our property passed along, but can also bring more fairness and thus more peace to families, sparing some of the fighting that can go on. That can sometimes occur around the death of a loved one. It seems to me you're making a lot of opportunities for people to have personal empowerment and say how they want their hard-earned money to make a difference in the world.
Exactly. I can start with make a difference for their family or people who are close by to them.
And then to the community, for people with more assets, I imagine they get to give money to establishments and nonprofits.
To the charities that they believe in. That's true.
That would be fun.
That's right. They should have everyone should have that.
So how have you managed to do all this? To what do you attribute your success?
How do I... you mean, could you explain that again?
Sure.
That's attribute. That's right, yeah.
How have you managed to be so successful? You've lived around the world, raised a beautiful daughter, run your own business. Why are you so successful?
Well, thank you. It's successful can be defined, depend on your what you determine what successful are or is. But I think it's about you know, work hard. And believe in your core value and be compassionate about other people. Try to be a good listener and don't judge. I think it's could be that too. And also thank you to my husband, who is very supportive.
That's lovely. Those are really... powerful messages really distilled down to a few pearls there that just roll off the top of your tongue. I think you're very aware of your own gratitude for what works. And I think you're finding it because you're looking for it.
That's true. And also I have to thank the people in Maine too, who are really embrace me, and a lot of clients and colleagues who opened up for me, which is nice.
That is wonderful.
That's right.
I'm glad you've been well received.
Thank you.
Tak, you are a business owner in a foreign country making contributions to the local and Maine economies. I am really impressed that you managed to do all this and then do it so gracefully.
Thank you.
Thank you for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you very much, Kate. It's a pleasure.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Tak Supasetawat, and you have been listening to New Mainers Speak. We will close today's program with some music that Tak has chosen for us. I wonder if you could introduce that for everyone, Tak.
It's Imagine by John Lennon.
And why did you pick that?
Because when you live in many countries, you have to have a lot of imagination. Sometimes it helps to make you feel like you're still at home, but you are not.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Imagine there's no heaven. And the world.